So, John, yesterday you slammed FBI Director Comey for going, quote, long on innuendo, light on facts. But frankly, for months, your campaign has been striking a very different note when it comes to Director Comey. Take a listen to Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine just 1 week ago.
What I do know is this, that there was an extensive, as you know, Brett, investigation by the FBI under the direction of a wonderful and tough career public servant, Jim Comey. Jim was in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia when I was the mayor. And he's somebody with the highest standards of integrity.
Highest standards of integrity, wonderful, tough, career public servant. How do you use those words and then call his actions on Friday into question?
Well, Jake, look, this was an unprecedented action. It broke with a policy of Democratic and Republican Justice Departments. It was done over the advice of senior Justice Department officials. And, you know, I think that the Justice Department has had a long tradition of not interfering in election, coming 11 days before the election. As I said yesterday, it was long on innuendo, short on facts. So we're calling on Mr. Comey to come forward and explain what's at issue here. You know, so far there's no charge of wrongdoing. There's no charge even that Hillary and the reporting that backs it up coming from anonymous law enforcement sources indicates it may not be about her server. It may not be about her at all. So I think this is something that has been tossed into the middle of a campaign. We would have preferred that that not happen, but now that it has happened, Mr. Comey really needs to come forward and explain why he took this unprecedented step, particularly when he said himself in the letter to the Hill that these may not even be significant.